Kurvos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Megillah daf Yud Dalet. We're here at the bottom of Yud Gimel Beis, still going through the Megillah, five lines up from the bottom. Right? And the Gemara darshens out the following pasuk. It says, "Im al ha-melech tov yikasev v'abadam." Vaseris alafim kigar kesef. Right? Again, Haman is trying to convince Zachashvayo to let him kill the Jews, and he says he'll pay him 10,000 silver pieces. So Amar Ishlagish. It's revealed before Hakadosh Baruch Hu. She asked Haman lishkol shkalim al Yisrael. Right, he obviously knew that Haman was going to try and pay his way to destroy the Jews. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu therefore made the shkalim right of Am Yisrael, gave him the mitzvah of shkalim. Right, obviously giving right parsha shkalim and all that stuff. As we learned about it, Masechus Shkalim, etc. Right before Haman's Shkalim, that's when the Mishnah says, "Be'echa be'adar mashmin al Shkalim v'aleklayim." Right, that's the whole idea of bringing maps to shekel for the korbanos, etc., etc. By Omer Hamelach al Haman, Hakesef Nasun Lach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Haman, "The money is given to you. V'am lasos spoken to Beinecha, the nation." Right, it's given over your hands to do whatever you want. By the way, fascinating. Tosos usually doesn't do this, but he quotes a gematria, right? Actually, if you look at the Tosos over here in the corner, Hakesef Nasun Lach, gematria de Hakesef, Ole Ha'etz. That not only was, when Achashverosh said, Hakesef Nasun Lach, the money is given to you, Haman, meaning keep your money, really Hakesef is Ha'etz, right? That's obviously what Haman was hanged from. But either way, Amar Rabbi Abba, Mashal de Achashverosh, Vahaman Lamal Davardom. What's this comparison between of Achashverosh and Haman? The Shnei Bnei Adam. There's a comparison to two people. Echad Hayatel B'Tzof Sadehu. Echad Hayacharis B'Tzof Sadehu. One of them had a mountain, right, a mound of dirt in his field. One of them had a ditch in his field. The Balacharis, the guy who had a ditch, Amar, he would say, "Me Yitainli Tail Zebedamim." Right? Who will let me buy a mound of dirt? Balatel, the guy who had a mound of dirt, Amar mi tamli chard zebedamim. He would say, "Oh, if only someone would give me a ditch in the ground, and I would pay him." Liyamim, after a couple of days, right, for a while, his davgu zed says that right. They bumped into each other. And Amar lo balachard, the guy who had the pit, who had the ditch, the balatel said to the guy who had the mound, "Machali telcha, please sell me your mound of dirt." So Amar lo, he said, "Oh, tola tabachina halavai. No, take it from me, please. Oh, halavai, if only right you had come earlier, right? That it's great." Meaning the Gemara illustrates that Achashverosh and Haman were of one mind. They really wanted the same thing. Right, they're working together, really. And that's what Haman said, "Let me pay you for the privilege to destroy the Jews." And Achashverosh said, "Keep your money. Right, I don't need your money." Right, he also wanted to accomplish that, but he couldn't figure out how to do it. Right, as Gemara said yesterday, he was afraid of Akash Baruch Hu, etc. So he said, "Go for it. Right, your permission granted." Obviously, the king gave off his ring and gave to Haman. Amar Rabbi Abba Barkana, Gadol Haseres Tabas Yoter Me'Abraim Ushmonim Neviim V'Sheva Nevios. Right, that giving over of the ring is better than all these Neviim and Nevios Shenistabulam LeYisrael, right, that prophesized to the Jews, meaning that they would have a downfall, that things would go bad. So that giving over the ring was even better than that, because Shekulan Lo Chzirun Lemutav, because all those Neviim with all the prophecies in the world. Right, didn't make the Jews do tshuva, but v'ilu asar satavas. Right, as soon as the ring came off and Haman got power, so echzira lamutav. Right, that got the Jews to fast and do tshuva, etc., etc. Right, and that worked better than all the neviim. Tarabon the nabrisa abayim ushmonim neviim. V'sheven neviyos nisnabugam l'Yisrael. There were 48 neviyim and 7 neviyos. Lo paksu v'lo ziru al mashakazu v'tara chutz mikra megillah. Right, they didn't take away or add anything to the Torah, right, except for mikra megillah. Now that's obviously a difficult phrase to swallow. Right, Pashto says, Rashi already asks a different kasha. He says, "What about Chaner Chanukah?" He says, "At that point, the Nevi'im themselves had finished. Right, there were no more Nevi'im. So again, it obviously doesn't mean they're a Rabbanan who came along and made Xeris for the Torah. We're talking about the actual Nevi'im themselves. Right, they only added on Mikra Megillah. So the Gemara says, "My Darish, meaning my Darish. Where do they see that to do that?" They saw that certainly, by Tzias Mitzrayim, Am Yisrael said Shira Alayam, right, as Rashi says, that they said, they praised the Gosh Baruch, they thanked him. So certainly from Misa L'Chaim, from the fact that The Am Yisrael, right, where goes, they were decreed to be, you know, to be wiped out, and then they were saved. Certainly, they should have some sort of holiday and freedom and celebration. So Gemara says, "Yach, if that's true, halal nami nema." So okay, so if you ever notice, we don't say halal on Purim. So why not? So Gemara gives three possible answers. First answer: Lefisha ilna omrim halal al anes shebechutz laaretz. Because there's no halal for a miracle that happened outside of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, says Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hello, right? The nation bechutz laharetz. There's a hechem and shiras. How do we say halal on Pesach? So Kedatanya, like we learned in the Brisa, Adshalun and really Sukkot for that matter. So Adshalun nichnasu Yisrael laharetz hukshu kol haratzos lamar shira. Because the Brisa says that no, that's only after Bnei Yisrael got into Eretz Yisrael. But Misha nichnasu Yisrael laharetz. But before that, so lo hukshu. Meaning that when they went into Eretz Yisrael, so then lo hukshu kol haratzos lamar shira, then all the other nisim that happened in all the other places were not worthy of halal. But once they got into Eretz Yisrael, but before they got into Eretz Yisrael, then that was fine. So obviously the Yitzias Mitzrayim happened beforehand, so then they could say halal on that. With Nachman, our second answer, why don't we say halal on Purim? Rav Nachman says, actually, we do. That Kriyas Zuhilula, that reading the Megillah is actually it's halal. Rava, Amar Rava says, Bishlama ha'sam halal uvde Hashem v'lo avde paro. So Rava says, I understand why you say halal on Pesach and not on Purim, because when we left Yitzias Mitzrayim, they were no longer slaves of paro, and they were avde Hashem. Alahacha, but here, halal avde Hashem v'lo avde Achashverosh, were they freed after the Purim story? No. Akati avde Achashverosh anan. They were still servants of Achashverosh, therefore, right, they didn't deserve, right, a full proper halal. Okay, the Gemara says bein l'Rava ubein l'Rav Nachman kasha. But according to either Rava or Rav Nachman, according to those two last two answers, what about the following? Why did they give the first answer? Right, it's Hatanya Mishnechlus Laaretz Leuchshu Kol Aretz Oslam Hashira. So they simply would answer to you, Ketman Shigalu Chozer V'Lechshira Harishon. Once Bnei Yisrael, right, again, before they got to Eretz Yisrael, they were allowed to say halal on nace that happened outside Eretz Yisrael. They got to Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden, all the nisim that happened outside Eretz Yisrael, we don't say halal. So they would simply say, yeah, once they were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, so then they went back to the original status, which is that any nace that happens outside Eretz Yisrael, you could say halal. Okay, the Gemara says, Vesulaka, what do you mean? Were there really only 48 Nevi'im? See, the Pasuk says, Vayihi ish echad min haramasayim. There was some person from the Ramasayim, is it Tzofim? Echad min masayim Tzofim, shenishnagu lahem l'Yisrael me'ashem. Meaning that one out of 200 that were Nevi'im that prophesied for Yisrael, right? Obviously, this Pasuk is in Divrei Yomim, I think. That's the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, I'm sorry. Meaning that, meaning. And the Gemara Darshans, I'm sorry, yes, okay. Meaning, Echad Mimasayim Tzofim, Shinz Nagulam the Yisrael. Meaning, when the Pasuk says one person from Ramasayim Tzofim, it means that one out of the 200 people who were Nevi'im. So the Gemara says, you're right. Meaning, there were a lot of Nevi'im. So the Gemara says, Tuva Havu. Really, there were a lot of Nevi'im. Ketanya Harbe Nevi'im Amdulam the Yisrael, Kiflaim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. There were a lot of Nevi'im. Double the amount of people who left Mitzrayim. Right, obviously, that's much more than 200. That's, you know, several million. Right? So what do you mean there are 48 Nevi'im? Those are all the only Nevi'im that had their words written down. Right? Something that was not needed for Ladoros, for the generations, that was not written down, even though there were plenty of other Nevi'im around. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Omar, Adam haba mishtei ramos. And that pasuk ishechad min haramasayim tzofim doesn't mean that there were one of many Nevi'os, it was just one of many Nevi'im, but it just means that it was from a place that had two hills that looked at each other. Rabbi Chanan says, Adam haba min bnei Adam ha'umdim v'rumu shal Adam. He says, no, actually, the Shmuel's ancestors were from the people, right, who stood at the edge of the world. And man, he knew, who is that? Bnei Korach. He was descended from Korach. The Chetiv, as the Pasuk says, Bnei Korach, Lomesu. Okay, they didn't die. Tana, we know the Rebbe, Mishum Rabbeinu, that Rabbi taught us, Rabbi said, that Makom Nizbatzer Lehem Begehenem Ve'amadu Alav, that right when the pit swallowed up the Korach and his son, so there's actually a platform there at the top of Gehenem, right, and they did not actually fall all the way in. Okay, fine. Seven Nevi'os. Now the Gemara, once you're going to list off that there's 48 Nevi'im, we're not going to go through, but seven Nevi'os that we are going to enumerate. And the Gemara says, Ma, Ninu, who were they? Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Abigail, Chol, David, Esther. So we're going to go through This will probably basically take us to the end of the daf, right? These seven Nevi'os. Sarah, how do you know she was a Navi? Tichtiv Mazik says, excuse me, Avi Melkov, Avi Yiska. Now, Yiska is Sarah. Vamar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yiska is Sarah. That's Sarah. Vamanek Rishma Yiska. Why was she called Yiska? She sachta Ruach HaKodesh. She was anointed with Ruach HaKodesh. Shemaz Mazik says, Kol Asher Tumar Lecha, Sarah, Shema B'Kola. Right, Sarah, if you remember, Sarah and Avram had a machlokas how to deal with Yishmael when he was rebelling, and Sarah wanted to kick him out. Avram didn't. Kosh Baruch Hu said, listen to Sarah. And Rashi's there on the spot, and Chumash says that Sarah was a greater Navi. Again, basically quoting this Gemara, that not only was Sarah a Navi, she was a greater Navi than Avram Avinu. Okay. Davra Acher, another thing, what does Yiska mean? Another pshat. Yiska shekol sochen bayofia, right? Everybody was wowed by her beauty. Okay, Miriam, how do you know? Dichtiv, again, this week's Parsha. Yesterday we read it. Vatikach Miriam ha-Nevi'ah achos. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not this week's Parsha. A couple weeks. Well, the Gemara is going to talk about it in Nevuah that happened for Miriam in this week's Parsha that's alluded to. But that, this pasuk is in from right after as Yashir, obviously. Vatikach Miriam ha-Nevi'ah achos aron esatov bi'adah. Right? They took all the women outside and they sang after as Yashir. So Gemara says, achos aron v'lo achos Moshe. Wait, what do you mean? She was Aaron's daughter, Aaron's sister, not Moshe's sister. She knows because she had a prophecy when she was Aaron's sister. That's how you know she was a Nevi'ah. Right? Miriam ha-Nevi'ah, she had a prophecy when she was only Aaron's sister. She used to say, I see the Imisha Taylor Ben Shioshia as Yisrael, right? That in the future, my mother will give birth to a child, a son who is going to save Am Yisrael. When Moshe was born, the whole house filled with light. And Amram got up and kissed her on her forehead. And Amr Allah, he said, "Biti niskayma nevuaseich, my daughter, your nevuah has been fulfilled." But became sheshlichu la'yor once they threw Moshe into the Nile. So Amr Aviyah v'tafcha al Rosha. So Amram got up and kind of clapped her on the head. And Amr Allah, he said, "Biti heicha nevuaseich, where is your nevuah now?" And I did dichtiv. This is what it means when the pasuk says, "Vatei satzav achazomer achok." The Deya Maya Selo, right? What does it mean that his sister stood from a distance to check out what was going to happen? Ladas Maya Bisof Nivuasa, to know what not only would happen to Moshe, but what would be with her prophecy. Okay. Good. Devorah, how do you know about Devorah? The Chetiv says, Devorah Isha Nevi'ah, Isha's Lapidos. Okay, pretty straightforward. My Isha's Lapidos, what does that mean? She would make wicks for the Bais HaMikdash, and really the Mishkan and Shiloh is probably more accurate. Is that what the change is over here in the... Yeah, the Mishkan it should be. Right, Mishkan Shiloh, okay. V'yu Sheves Tagas Tomer, she would sit, obviously, Tomer Devorah is a famous... pretty well known safer, but anyway, but she would sit underneath a palm tree. Maishna Takas Tomer, why would she do that? I remember Shimon ben Avshalom, Mishim Yichud, right? So that no one should think that there's any Yichud, right? Obviously, the palm tree is very tall, the branches don't cover, everybody can see what's going on underneath, so there's no Yichud. Another reason, Matamar Zeh ain't lo ella lev echad, just like a Tamar only has one heart. What does that mean? So, Yerashi means that the sap only goes throughout the trunk, but doesn't go into the branches, right? It only stays in the trunks. Okay, so it's I guess it's one system in there. So afisol shabozo ador lo hayu lehem el lev echad lavim shavah shemayim. But so too the Jews at that time, right, all had one heart to Akash Baruch Hu, meaning she lived in a very righteous generation. Chana, how do you know about Chana? Dichtiv vatisbalo Chana vatomer alatz lebi l'shem ramak karni v'shem. Right, that's Rama Karni, below Rama Pachi. That her Karen, the Karen, and not the Pach, not the bottle, was Rama, was glorified and sanctified. So what does that mean? So that's a reference to David and Shlomo, Shemishku Karen, right? David and Shlomo, who were anointed through a Karen, through a horn, right? Shemishku Malchuson. So their kingship endured. But Shaul, the Yehu, Shemishku Pach, they were anointed with a Pach or a bottle, whatever it is. So lo nimshcha malchuson, right? Their malchus was not did not continue. Ein kadosh kashem. That's obviously the end of the pasuk. What? There's nothing like kain zu biltecha. Because nothing like a kash baruch hu. Am Rabbi Yehuda bar Menasya al tikri biltecha ela lav lo secha. Right? Ki ein lav lo secha. What does that mean? Shalom kemidas a kash baruch hu midas pasuk v'dam. A kash baruch hu is not like people. Midas pasuk v'dam. Right? People ma'ase yadav mevalin oso. Their creations outlast them. Avakosh Baruch Hu mevalim ma'ase yadav. Avakosh Baruch Hu outlasts his creations. Vein tzur kelokeinu, and there is no tzur like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Ein tzir kelokeinu. There is no creator, there is no artist like Hashem, because Adam tzar tzur ala gabe yakotel. If a man paints a painting on a wall, inu yachol hatil ba ruach, and Hashem akrevim b'nei me'ayim, right? He's not able to put any life into this drawing, right? Insides, innards, right? Neshama, etc. Well, Kosh Baruch Hu, what did Hashem do? He did exactly that. Tzar tzura b'soch tzura. He creates an image inside of an image, meaning he allows, makes a woman get pregnant. Right? Umatil baruch and neshama kreven b'nei'ayim, and he can put in all these things, right? Inside of one of his own drawings, quote unquote, one of his own creations, one of his own pieces of artwork. Okay. Abigail, what, how do you know she was in the view? The Chitzib Pesach says, Vahine v'haya hi rocheves al hachamor v'yoredes b'seizer ahar. She was riding on the donkey and goes down the secret part of the mountain. The Gemara says, what do you mean, b'seizer ahar? Minahar mi b'yalei. What do you mean? She said she was coming down from the mountain. What do you mean, coming down secret mountain? What are you talking about? So Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, al iske dam abam in astarin. She's talking about blood that comes from the hidden place. Natla dam v'heras alo. She took dam nida, a shayla, to David HaMelech, right? David came to for a meeting with Abigail, right? He wanted to kill her husband for not giving him food and taking care of his people. So she went at night and met with him and showed her a shayla, a nida shayla. So Amar Allah, he said to her, we don't do that, right? We don't take hilchos nida shaylas, right, at night. So Amar Lo, she said to him, very good. Well, you can judge capital cases at night. Right? Meaning he wanted to kill her husband. So she said, you can't do that. It's at nighttime. You can't judge the case at night. So Amar Lo, I said back to her, well, Mori B'Malchus, what do you mean? He's Mori B'Malchus, and therefore, I have licensed to kill him whatever I want. So I don't even need to judge him. I could just kill him on the spot. So Amar Lo, she said to him, Adayin Shaul Kayim. She said, what are you talking about? Shaul is still king. Your time has not come to go to take over the world or rule over the world. So Amar Lo, he said to her, you're right. Baruch tameich ubrucha at asher kilusani ayom hazeh mivo b'damin. Thank you so much, right, that you saved me from coming to bloods. Damim tarte mashma. There are two bloods here that are implied. Elam alam shigil as shuka v'halach laura gimim parsos. Right. So rather, the Gemara darshins that David traveled three parsas to meet her, and Amar Lo Shmili, and he said, listen to me, meaning marry me. Amar Lo, she said, right, let this not be a stumbling block for you. She said, right, don't let this be an issue for you, halakhically. But Zos, meaning this shouldn't be an issue, implying that there would be another situation that would also be some sort of stumbling block, perhaps some sort of chait involved. And my new, my son Bathsheba, obviously that was the story of Bathsheba that had not happened yet. And right, that's in the end, sure enough, that's what happened. So you see that she was a shtekel neviya. So the Gemara just says, "Vayisa nefesh adonit tzura b'tzura chayim." The Marsha says, "I have no idea what he's doing here." So we'll just skip it and we'll go on to the next. Kiyavas miftra mina, when she was leaving after they had their rendezvous, and then he said, "Fine, I won't kill your husband." So Amalei, she said to him, "Ve'etiv Hashem adonit v'zachotah zamasech." And she said, "Oh, by the way, Hashem should be good to you, and then remember me. Right, keep me in mind. Right, like, keep me in mind if whatever something should quote unquote happen to my husband." Rav Nachman, this is Rav Nachman says, this is what people say. That a woman, when she speaks, she spins. She spins a web. Right, she's trying to kind of, you know, lay plans for the future. Igid Amri, there's another phrase that shafil ve'azil bar avza v'inohi mitayfe. A little bit more of a phrase that I don't understand necessarily, that a goose, when it kind of goes and walks, it keeps its eye and gaze in the distance. Okay, right, always looking to the future. Huldah was in the Via in the time of Yirmiyahu. How do you know she was in the Via? Dechtir, Ksipazik says, Vayelech Chilkiyo, Akoyim Achikam V'Achbor. They went to Chulda to get a nevuah about what was going to happen to them. Gemara says, well, I understand. Where Yirmiyahu, if there was Yirmiyahu Anavi, right, obviously foretelling the downfall of Yerushalayim, right, that's the whole story of Yirmiyahu, but if he was like the Navi, right, it was his career, he was up, so how in the world could they go to them? Could they go to her? How in the world could she prophesy during the same time? Because they were related, and Yirmi didn't mind. So the Gemara says, well, okay, fine, but Yoshia Gufe, but Yoshio himself, Hechi Shavit Yirmiya, Mushadir Lagaba. Right, how in the world did he avoid, what, he didn't go to the Gadol HaNevi'im, the Gadol HaDor? He didn't go to the Yirmiyahu, he went to Chulda for a Nevu'ah? Well, about the downfall of Yerushalayim is going to be very important. So, Amri, the Bei Rav Sheila, says the name in the Beis Medrash of Rav Sheila, Mepnesha Anashim Rachmanios Him, because women are Rachmanios. Now, what does that mean? Right, the Marshal says, I don't understand. So she's going to give him, Yoshiyahu, a better nevuah? But she's going to lie about what Gosh Baruch Hu said? No, Chulda was a tzedekes. What do you mean? So what it means is that maybe when she saw how bad it would be, that she would daven, right? If they're Rachmanios, apparently maybe she would daven more, that things should turn out okay. Obviously it didn't work out. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yirmiyahu lo hava hasam. Rabbi Yochanan says differently, that Yirmiyahu wasn't there. Right? So therefore, he had to go to Chulda. Why? Shehalach l'hachzir yasher z'shvatim. Because he went to bring back, right, the 10 tribes that were exiled in the times of Samcheriv. And we know the Ahadur, and how do you know that he actually did succeed in bringing them back? Tichtiv, because the pasuk says, Ki amocher al memacher lo yashuv. Right, and then it's Efshar Yovel batal v'navi misnavi alav shivatal. Right, that pasuk, the Nevuah says that Yovel, right, will be batal, will no longer happen. But at that point, Yovel was already batel, right? There was already no Yovel. The halacha is that if Am Yisrael, right, is in Eretz Yisrael, then there's Yovel. And if Am Yisrael is outside of Eretz Yisrael, then there's no Yovel. And as Rashi said, it was over here. After this 10 Shvatim were exiled in the days of Chizkiyahu, so there was no more, right, Yovel. So the prophecy is that Yovel will become batel. It's already batel. So Ella rather, Melamed Shigir Miyahu Chziran, V'yoshio Ben Amon, Malach Aleihem. Right? Apparently that Yirmiyahu brought them back, and Yoshio was their king. The pasuk says, "Vayomer my hatzion halaz asher ani ruveh." Vayomer elav anshe ha'ir akever a long pasuk. Akever yisho kim asher bami yudo v'yigrei v'yikras ha'tavarim ha'ilah asher sisa al mizbeach v'beisel. V'chimati v'shal v'shal Yoshio al mizbeach v'beisel. What does Yoshio have to do with Beisel? Right, he was Malchi Yisrael, as Rashi says. Right, meaning he was Malchi Yisrael. The Hare Sham Hemid Yeravim as Eigel. Right, that's where Yeravim might set up the Eigel. Meaning in Beisel, he wasn't. Yoshio was Ben Amon was Malchi Yisrael, not Malchi Yehuda. And Ela Malamish Yoshio Malchaleim must be that Yoshio, right, was their king. Rav Nachman Amar Mehalcha. Rav Nachman says from here, Gam Yehuda Shas Katzir Lecha V'Shovi Shivus Ami. Right, that Shivus Ami V'Shovi Shivus Ami. You returned the captivity of my nation. Okay, Esther. Finally, Esther, who is a Neviah, Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, Vayiba Yom Ashlishi V'Atelbasha Star Malchus. So the third day after she fasted, she went in to go to speak to Achashverosh, and she wore Malchus. What does that mean? Right. Gemara says, big day Malchus mi boyele. It should have said she wore royal clothing. So Ella, what does it mean? She loves Shisa Ruach HaKodesh. It says, no, that she put on Malchus, i.e. she put on Ruach HaKodesh. The Ksiv Ach, he says over here, Vatil Bash, that Ksiv Asa V'ruach Lavsha Es Amasai? Amasai? Amasai, I think. Amasai. Anyway, so you see, it's the same lashon. So it means she got some ruach hakodesh, some extra koch. Amar Rav Nachman, lo yoi yehu rasa lenashi. Rav Nachman just says parenthetically, it's not great to have women in positions of power. Now this is not a sexist thing. It says if you look, lo noach hashivus lenashim. It's not great for them to be chashiv, because you see sometimes tarti nashi yehurin havyon usnayin shemayu. Right, you see that there were some women who were put into, you know, positions of power, and their names were disgusting. Right? Chada Shma Ziburta, one's name was, obviously, Devorah means a bee. The Chada Shma Karkushta, one's name was, right, Chulda, his name was a weasel. Ziburta, the Ksivba, and it says about the bee, Vatishlach Vatikra Le Barak, right? And again, you're going to see that a couple of things that they did was a little bit inappropriate, so it could have been that perhaps some of this went to their head. Okay, it happens by men too, but all right, either way. Vatishlach vatikra leBarak, right? Devorah sent and called for Barak, ben Avinoam, vilu ihi lo azlo legabe, and she didn't go visit him when she had to speak to him. Okay, Karkushta, and about Chulda, Ksivba says, Amru l'ish v'lo amra Amrula Melech. She said, "Said to that." She said, "Say to this person." And instead of right, obviously she's talking about the king. Right, she was talking about right Chalkiyo. I think, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, she was saying, she was speaking about the Melech, and she said, didn't say to the king. She said, "Say to this man." Okay, we're going to stop here and go weiter tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.